We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know if you saw the official announcement. Zach Taylor, Bengals head coach, who is itching to get fired. I mean, he is pushing this every day, announced that Joe Burrow in starters will play multiple series this Thursday night in the Bengals preseason opener, and then they're going to play more in game two versus the Commanders, and I think this is the dumbest stinking thing I've ever seen.
So we're starting to get more and more of this, right? Anthony Richardson and that duel in Indianapolis
now
with Daniel Jones.
They both stink.
How about the idea that today came out, Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell, is like J.J. McCarthy is going to play a bunch in that very first preseason game.
Now, also dumb. He's coming off a knee injury. He had some injuries at Michigan. Stop.
I mean, this is the new trend, it feels like, for this season. I don't know if it stays the trend. Maybe it takes J.J. McCarthy being injured on the field for this to all of a sudden turn back over. But when it comes to the Bengals, they started slow typically in each of the past couple years. Joe Burrow is basically, Zach Taylor has looked at him like he doesn't exist for the first 4 weeks of the season. I don't hate it, but if I was Joe Burrow, I'd be like, what's the point?
I've wanted to get to this godforsaken topic since Zach Taylor first said the stupid thing in the microphone over 10 days ago where he's like, we're going to play a lot in the preseason. I'm like, you got an injury-prone quarterback. Your problems have been not just the slow starts, but been how you've maybe started slow.
That's the biggest part.
Like, stop
trying to force the run game when you have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T.
Yes.
Higgins.
But I'm not going to be able to have this conversation now because Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com just put out a story saying Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders is expected to start Friday night's preseason opener against the Panthers. Sources say, are you satiated?
Yes, this is exactly what I was asking for. Yes, thank you, Mary Kay. Like, this is, there is a
think it's not she did this
faith,
for you?
It's not faith completely restored, but it's the idea that the Browns understand that every rep that Tyler Huntley makes is a wasted rep on Friday night. And if Shedeur Sanders plays three quarters, if he plays into the fourth quarter, you're getting him experience, you're getting him opportunities, and that should be the point of the preseason game. Like, this is it. That's a great development.
Or maybe this is more development that the Cleveland Browns, who have told everyone that Shedeur isn't ready to fit, to have the basic nuances of the quarterback position, maybe they've been fibbing. Right? I mean,
if you want to take it that way, I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong.
You've gone from the kid cannot get first team reps to now he's going to start a preseason game. What's the old Boers and Bernstein bit? Who you crapping?
Who you crapping? Yeah. Who you crapping? 5 o'clock on Thursdays.
All right. Which one am I to believe here? The guy that apparently can't, like, has mush mouth when it comes to, you know, X right wing nut banana 259er like that? But I can't get that out.
You almost went Spider Y2 banana with this, the little Gruden action.
I was just trying to think of as many words to string together because that's how basic mostly every NFL play call sounds. I just think it's funny. Like, this is the Browns having their cake and eat it too. Of But he's not ready. He's got all the reps on Friday.
Would have been convinced they didn't know what they were doing with Shador if they didn't go this route. And so I'm happy they're at least showing Shador enough respect to be able to be given an opportunity. And then they have the right read on it. Again, he's not taking anything away from Dylan Gabriel. He's not playing. Kenny Pickett's not playing. Like, this is the right thing. Tyler Huntley will not be on this roster 3 weeks from now. Every rep he takes does not matter. Shador Sanders is the only quarterback that is healthy and that matters for this preseason game. Give him an opportunity. Let him look good. Or if he's absolutely sinks, that's okay too. But you have to give him a chance. And so I like that they're at least doing that.
So we have a little update within Mary Kay's story. One, she says the Browns have signed Tyler Huntley, but he'll most likely come in off the bench to relieve Sanders. So by the way, it said, but he'll likely. So again, a little wiggle room here. And it said Sanders will likely to get first snaps with the Browns starting offense in a joint practice on Wednesday against the Panthers. To this point, he's only gone against the Browns first team defense for a total of 4 snaps on day 7 last week. So that this is where my part of this is satiated. If you were going to start him on Friday, you needed to give him first team reps on Wednesday.
I like that.
The fact that they're doing that, I mean, you'd be forced into doing it.
It is the Shaweek.
So this is it.
This is where we're going.
Is this what you've been hoping for?
It's all Shador Sanders could have asked for and then some. But to the people that, like RG3 last night, suggesting that the Browns are just ruining Shador and they're killing every opportunity he has and this and that. Like, no, this is the opportunity. And by the way, tip of the cap to Shador Sanders on this one. He has done a great job of not only being a good teammate, but he's impressed day in, day out. He's earned this opportunity, Nick. Congratulations to Shador Sanders.
I rolled my eyes.
You worked your butt off. You got to where you needed to get to.
Listen,
now you have to continue. Now you have to continue on. There's no free handouts around here. Your back's against the wall to begin with anyway, but you got to force them to continue to give you opportunities. He's done the first part. Now have a great Wednesday. Have a great Friday. And let's keep this thing going.
All right.
Let's keep this thing going.
Do you have pom-poms?
Let's keep this thing going.
Do you have the skirt that comes with the cheerleading outfit?
Listen, I'm excited the Browns didn't let me down, okay? I'm excited the Browns did. I really thought the Browns were going to let me down.
You know,
and they were going to prioritize Tyler Huntley snaps over giving Shador Sanders a real opportunity.
You know, there's still,
that would have been disastrous.
You know there's still time for that, right?
That would have been disastrous.
If Shador plays one Shaseris or one Shakorter.
If he plays one Shaseris, I am going to. You won't want to hear me on Monday.
Shasnap?
I'm gonna shasnap. I'll lose my mind. Or if they do the thing on Wednesday where he does the joint practice, and then they're like, "Ooh, well, guess we got to change our plans on Friday." I am going to lose it. But it's good. This is a good step for the Browns. This tells me that they're at least giving him a fair shake. They're giving him a chance because the people that were suggesting last night that Tyler Huntley was going to start this game and Tyler Huntley was going to have more opportunities than Shador.
I mean,
that's not fair to anybody.
I believe Mary Kay said she would start Snoop Huntley on Friday.
Well, you're going to make me go up against the Hall of Famer now?
Yeah, I think so.
How rude was that conversation?
Up until 4 hours ago, that was where I think we were with the Browns until this Mary Kay Cabot report.
It's not likely that I enjoy being on the same side as the Browns, because the Browns historically just get these things wrong. But I'm happy that at least in this instance, the Browns and myself saw eye to eye in that Tyler Huntley can't possibly be taking reps, because every Tyler Huntley rep is just a waste, in my opinion.
216-474-0092. Shador Sanders expected to start Friday night's preseason opener on the road versus the Panthers. Mary Kay Cabot is reporting at Cleveland.com. Tyler Huntley will be the backup. We don't necessarily know how much Shador is going to play versus Tyler Huntley, and I think Mary Kay does kind of leave it open to the importance of tomorrow's reps for Shador to kind of build forward. Do you agree with this decision to start Shador on Friday? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Do you think it's a Kevin Stefanski decision that Shador's starting this Friday?
It's a good question, because I think we've both kind of been living with the idea that it's not like it doesn't feel like Stefanski's bending over backwards to try to give Shador a bunch of opportunities, but maybe the light went on for him. You know, Shador's been consistent all throughout this training camp. And again, I don't want to get too crazy about it only because Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are injured. Like, we still have to remind ourselves of that in the back of our brain, but this is an opportunity. That's all he could have asked for.
I mean, I think that, okay, if I'm following the logic that it's Kevin Stefanski's decision, and I'll give him that, sure, there's a risk, there's a downside here that we do have to get to that I don't know that, or maybe they've dismissed. But, I mean, listen, if Dylan Gabriel got a bigger chance to make a big swing at the week one starting job because Kenny Pickett got injured, if a fair amount of those rips went to Dylan as opposed to just backloading them more on Joe Flacco, I guess it would make sense that that same flow of logic, well, Kenny's not going to be in the game on Friday, Dylan's not going to be in the game, give the kid the start.
Yeah, I mean,
so that is at least consistent with what they've done with the other quarterbacks.
Well, so this is why I was so adamant about everything at 2 o'clock, because in my opinion, they didn't really have much of a choice or much of an out. It's like, if you wanted to go with Tyler Huntley, that's fine, but you had to understand what exactly you were doing with Tyler Huntley. You're giving him opportunities and reps to a guy that's not going to be here 3 weeks from now, instead of somebody that you are trying to sell us, at least the idea, that you're trying to grow and you're trying to see get better. Like, this is the chance to give him opportunities and reps, and that's what it's all about, and they're at least taking advantage of it.
This is just where we pump the brakes a little bit for the Shahive here. Remember, just because he's starting doesn't mean he's going to get the amount of reps you want. And just because the plan is to start him doesn't mean if he looks disastrous in their opinion, got to continue to go from their opinion tomorrow with the ones that all of a sudden he might not have the plan altered there for Shador specifically on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, again, everything's still up in the air, I guess, in theory. Do I think that Shador is going to just face plant in these opportunities? I don't. I tend to think he's going to look pretty good. But
I mean, just real quick to that, this is a significant jump. Like, there is a part of me that wonders if you're actually putting Shador in a position to succeed, where the guy is throwing to ball boys and imaginary teammates a week ago, and now he's going against ones because Carolina is starting.
Last Friday he went up against ones.
How many? It wasn't five snaps or
five? He still went up against ones, though.
It's a huge jump week over week. I'm just saying, like, that should maybe tamp down our expectations a little bit.
But that's the whole point. It's a preseason game. And again, we can talk about Wednesday a little bit differently if you want. But like for Friday, it's a preseason game against the Panthers. Like, it's not. This is when you get to see what he can do. If he can rise to the occasion, then great. And if he doesn't, if he just absolutely just flounders in it, all right, then you learn that lesson as well. Who was it? I think it was Mary Kay said this season was all about a fact-finding mission. Well, if you're going on a fact-finding mission, these are the type of things you have to find out. These are the facts that you can gather. And in throwing them with the ones, you get a pretty golden opportunity to see how he handles this. And again, if he fails it, then all right, at least you learn that he fails it.
Yeah, well, but...
Then you're back to the drawing board a little bit.
The only thing I would say with that is too many people have talked about the now being the totality of this thing. Like, a fact-finding mission has many checkpoints. So this actually isn't even specific to Shador anymore. It's this idea of, like, yes, Joe's the starter. It's like every conversation I've heard from Cleveland media at large. Cleveland sports talk that isn't this show has been recency bias. Joe had a good day yesterday. I guess Joe's the starter. Oh, Dylan had a bad day. I guess he's no longer in it. Like it has been wild to watch a town. We had months to prepare for this quarterback kerfuffle. And to watch people live and die with this, fans, that's one thing. But other shows, to watch them live and die with this, as if, like, guys, if Shador has a bad day on Friday, it doesn't mean he's cooked. It means he had a bad day. It means the Browns, on some level, were right that he wasn't ready for prime time. If Shador has a good day on Friday, I don't know definitively, it means he's jumped, he's passed go, collects his $200, and all of a sudden he's the backup now. Right? But I guarantee you that's the stake for a lot of people who are looking at this entire quarterback conundrum, the kerfuffle as it is, as a dumpster fire already.
Yeah, but here's why the Shahive is happy and why they're celebrating today and why this feels a little monumental to myself. Somebody that's been following
Wait, didn't
this.
You just put down the preseason game? You're like, it's just a preseason game.
No, let me finish, though. This is why this is important. It's important because I didn't know whether or not the Browns would be willing to go ahead and be as fluid with this situation as what they're showcasing with giving him the reps on Wednesday and giving him Friday with the preseason game. I didn't know that. They had to show that to me because up until this point, they haven't shown that they're willing to be fluid and willing to give Shador the same opportunities as Dylan Gabriel even. So, like, this is, even though it was forced on him a little bit, they could have gone Tyler Huntley. They could have continued to box in Shador. This is them showing a willingness to what they see with their eyes. There's development happening here, and here's the reward. You've done a good job. Here's your reward. Show us why we need to keep rewarding you.
So what I would say to that is, tomorrow's still got to go smooth. And let's see how much he actually plays on Friday.
Of course, but like, think about it, Nick. Like, all you've asked for in this entire ordeal, fair or unfair, you've asked for a fair competition.
Mm-hmm.
You just wanted this to be an honest, fair competition among the quarterbacks. This is a step towards that. If he hadn't played and they put Tyler Huntley out there, I would make the argument that we're not doing this in a fair competition. So, like, this is them signaling to me and to everybody else, okay, we're going to reward you in a little bit of a way. Here's your cookie. Now go out there, take it, and run with it.
The only thing I would say is you still got to let him stick the landing on everything else. It's the only thing I would say. Is like, I've made that point about this week, but in terms of the fair competition, that extends into next week. That extends into the week afterwards.
Well, so here's how you get a lot of people angry, Nick, is you give him opportunities tomorrow, you give him opportunities on Friday, he passes the bar, he clears the test, whatever you want to say, and then Dylan Gabriel's back to being healthy, Kenny Pickett's back to being healthy, and all of a sudden Shador Sanders is just an afterthought again.
I mean, you know that's what this is setting up to be until proven otherwise, right?
And it's going to get people angry. I tell you, it's going to, obvious as the day is long, it's going to get people irate if that's how this goes down.
Okay, so
it might be the fear that they had in this whole process.
So this is where I point out that I don't know that the Browns have... I don't know how much the Browns since camp began. I think in the preseason, in the before camp times, I think they were doing a lot to try and tamp down the conversation on Shador. One, because they don't like the sideshow stuff. They don't like the big headline grabs, despite drafting him, knowing that was. I think they tried to do a lot of PR work to tamp this down in how they reported, how they talked about Shador. So I don't know how much they've done about that since camp began. What I will tell you is, for Shador fans, like, as much as I hope if the kid plays well, this opens up more opportunities going forward. Yeah, can Dylan get Wally pipped here if Shador looks reasonably good and Dylan didn't play just because he was battling a hamstring injury? I'm talking about the Browns side of things.
I'd say yeah, only because everyone should have an opportunity to be Wally pipped if you're not on the field, and then you all of a sudden somebody pops up and they look and they play better than you. Like, that's, you know, what's the line that everyone always uses? Your best ability is your availability. Sometimes, like, sometimes
never heard
that's true.
That one before.
Exactly.
I think I would have
right.
heard that one before.
Yeah, very very original. But like, it is true. People talk about it for a reason. Like, your best ability sometimes is your availability. And right now with Shador, he's got that going for him, and he's going to be able to go, you know, showcase what he can do.
2-1.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6-4-7-4-0-0-9-2. Shador is reportedly starting on Friday. against the Carolina Panthers. And it should be noted that the Panthers are going to be putting their ones out there for at least a short bit, because Dave Canales, the Panthers head coach, has already talked about this. And we do have our buddy Willie P is going to be on tomorrow at 2:40. Well, they practice early in the morning, so we should have some report about
Willie
how...
Willie P's a little bit of a flamethrower, too.
He is.
Man, he calls it how he sees it and is not shy at all about it. So we're going to get some unadulterated truth out of Willie P.
Also,
and maybe
Ken,
some Mickey Mouse voices.
Ken tweeted at me. I think Ken thought I was subtweeting him with the recency bias thing.
What did he say?
Ken saying, we've been saying, so I don't know why I went grammar Nazi, Ken, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just about that part, nothing else. We've been saying Flacco was starting since week one, since he was signed. So unless you're talking about Jeff and Andy, you ain't talking about Lima and I about this recency bias thing.
Oh, well, all right, that's fine.
It's a very guilty response by Ken.
Well,
who knows if I was actually talking about that, but that's a very guilty response. I mean, tweeting me. Good Lord.
I wanted to say a lot there. I'm not going to say a lot.
What do you got to say?
No, I was just thinking about guys taking things out of it. Well, it was my day, and now we're supposed to start gonna start a fight with Ken.
I'm not going to fart a fart with Ken.
I'm not doing it. Not going there. Not doing
it's
that.
Too on brand for two big fellas.
Not doing it.
Yeah, not going to do it.
This is supposed to be a happy thing. Browns fans are supposed to be happy right now.
To start a fight.
The bad part about this is it feels like if you're starting a Shador conversation, it's done in just solely the name of Shador, and it's not. Like, if you're a Browns fan out there, you should be thrilled at the idea that you're going to be able to watch him play, and he's going to have an opportunity to actually showcase what he can do. Like, this can be a good thing for all Browns fans moving forward.
As a man who likes chaos, I feel like...
As I've evidenced by the Ken Carman tweet.
I feel like... I didn't tweet that. He tweeted it. I just brought it up.
Jeez.
And then you wanted to... Pew, 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 pew. I didn't.
I didn't say a thing.
I just wanted to say to Ken... who knows? I actually do like it spicy. But specific to the Shador thing,
our producer could clip something and take it wildly out of context and go and continue the conversation.
I thought you said this wasn't the Shaday.
It's always the Shaday.
He says with a smile.
It's always the Shaday.
All right, so specific to this.
And that is a Mitch be better at your job line is what that is.
As Switzerland, there's really no losing here for me. Because if Shador plays poorly... It's gonna be a fun week next week. If Shador plays really well, I mean, I'm getting chaos whichever way I want it here.
Yes, you are. Are you happy with that?
I'm a little happy with
that.
That's
why I said, like, Browns fans shouldn't celebrate. Yeah. If Shador Sanders stinks, that's not good for Browns fans. We want him to be awesome. Like, we want him to be good. Like, that's the whole thing that gets, I think, so misconstrued between Browns fans that are also Shador Sanders fans is that's what's good for Shador is also good for the Browns. Him having these opportunities and being a showcase and the Browns being flexible enough to be giving him these opportunities, these are all good things. At the end of the day, they're all good things for the Browns.
There's a big part of me that just wants Shador to ball out on Friday just because it will destroy the biggest gripe I've had with the Browns, which is part of their tamping down the excitement in the shahive, as it were, was to say that Shador is not ready. Like, he's not pro ready, and I would enjoy a little bit of the pushback that happens if Shador balls out on Friday. Again, chaos. That's all I want.
Well, and so that's where I think the Browns are in an interesting spot. If Shador's awesome, it's going to do nothing to temper the fan base, and they won't be able to tell us Shador's great on Wednesday and Friday, that Dylan Gabriel's leaps and bounds ahead and everything else that they've been trying to do. They just won't be able to get away with it because we just won't believe it, even if we don't believe it already. But if Shador stinks, then the conversation around Shador just kind of fades to the background for a very, very little stretch here.
All right, you pick the caller because it's your Shaday.
Big Sherm.
Oh, Big Sherm in Chagrin Falls. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, Big Sherm?
I think my partner's doing quite well right now.
Nick, I got to go and protect my boy. I mean, if it was about food and your favorite BLT and there's no mayo, you know, I'd go with you. But, I mean, I'm with Jonathan here. I mean, you got to play him. What sense does it make to play Huntley? You might as well bring Watson off the IR and let him have some reps. I mean, come on.
Please, no. I don't want that kind of chaos.
I don't want that either, but chaos is great. It's a win-win, Nick. I'll give you that. Let him play. You got to learn. But Jonathan's right. any reps that Huntley takes is just silly. He's there as a taxi squad guy in case something happens that you have a QB to go under center in the game. That's it. So when it comes to the buffet and the food, Nick, I'm aces with you. Jonathan, I got your back here. So you boys have a good day.
Thank you, Big Sherm.
He really likes when we have Shabiases.
Yeah.
I'm biased to
but I mean he is right though, and that's part of the point that I've been stressing the entire time. Huntley taking snaps, every snap that he takes is just a wasted snap in many regards for the quarterback competition, because he's not going to be here 3 weeks from now. Shedeur Sanders getting the reps, getting the opportunities is very valuable. I'm happy the Browns the light came on for him and they understood what they had to do here.
All right, Mike or Bill, you choose.
Mike.
Mike in Parma, welcome to the show.
And I feel bad about Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. I don't feel bad about Bill. That's okay.
what you got?
I appreciate it, guys. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, as far as being a Cleveland Browns fan, this isn't the first time we're going over a quarterback battle in preseason. So, with that being said, we don't know who the quarterbacks are until they play. I think, personally, in a real game, preseason means nothing. There's a lot of stars when we did Hard Knocks that showed up in preseason. They didn't even make the final roster. So, yes, it's a little bit different being a quarterback, but until they see the actual game speed of a full first-team roster in an actual game, I don't think we could really say, hey, Shedeur or Dylan or the other guys are actually fit for quarterback one until they actually have the actual game speed under their belts for a couple games.
Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Very callous towards Bill, but I understood it.
I'm dying to hear what Bill has to say. Can Bill do it in under 30 seconds?
Bill?
We mean the call, Bill.
Mostly the call. Bill, in Garfield Heights, what you got for us?
Yeah, tell Mike he can stick it. Yeah, anyways, I agree with you, Nick. You know, I think he might just not know the playbook yet. So I Googled it, and it's like, what's the average playbook for an NFL team? And it's like, it could be like 1,000 plays. So it said, on average, you pick between 70 and 100 pass plays per game and like 25 to 30 run games per game. So, and then I'm thinking, it's like, I remember when, we got Tim Couch and they interviewed him. He said, like, they ran like 5 or 12 plays in Kentucky. And then they threw this Bible down in front of them and they're like, memorize it. And it was like, man, if they did that to me, I'd be like, call me next year. You know, it'd take me about a year to process that. So maybe they're just waiting till he knows his stuff, like you said. I mean, you got guys in motion. You, as a quarterback, you kind of got to know what every guy's doing. Your linemen, you know, you see quarterbacks pointing all the time. Hey, get in closer to the back. You know, he's in the wrong spot. I mean, there's a lot of crap to process. I just think he might just need a little more time, and they're saving him.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than being able to do it in live reps and these opportunities when there's zero at stake. There's zero at stake.
Down the playbook.
But there's zero at stake here. That's the difference. There is absolutely no problem.
I appreciate you, buddy. We got a boogie, okay?
Sorry, bud. All right. We did say 30 seconds.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say is there is a bit of cake and eat it too of saying there's zero stakes, and that's not going to stop you if on Friday he plays really well from coming in Monday and being like, I told you, right? Like, there is like a little bit here of like, well, it's zero stakes, these games don't really matter. That's not going to stop people from me overreacting one way or another on Monday.
Well, no, the zero stakes part of it is in the discussion of whether or not the Browns can put him out there if he's not ready. And by the way, the Browns putting him out there signals that they think he can do this to some degree. So if he does play well, I think if anything, it would just show us that the past week and a half and what the Browns were saying, maybe they finally got there before he got on the field, but they were wrong.
216-474-0092. What do you want to see from Shador? His reports say, Tom Pelissero now joining in as well, that Shador will start against the Panthers and their ones on Friday. That and the difference between Shador and Joe Burrow in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We threw this out to some of the callers there. We'll throw it out to you. What do you want to see on Friday from Shador?
I want to see him play about three quarters. I want to see him play a lot, but I want to see him play the way that we've seen him play previously in college. Like, I want to see him be able to make the open receiving, when there's open receivers, make the pass and make it look proficient. And I guess the real thing would be making sure that he doesn't look like he's backpedaling a ton and going away from plays. I think that'd be nice. That'd be a good development.
So I think that's critical for him to take advantage of this. Some of the biggest, like, listen, if you watch this kid on Friday, if they give him a chance to throw, he can spin it.
Yeah.
And he can arguably spin it as well as anybody in that quarterback room, as many as there are, not named Joe Flacco, who has just a different level of being able to throw. I think the little stuff is important. Because I like, one of the things I think it's obvious to see is when a guy gets happy feet, Shador still is prone to do that. I just think, to me, it's about, all right, if you play him if you play him a quarter, so if you just play him with the starters, or you just play him for the starters and a little bit of the second teamers, if you play him less than a half a football, there's gonna be part of me that thinks, like, are you still trying to protect Shador? And I think, I don't know why I said Shador that way.
Yeah, that
I kind of would like to see the end of the protection. If he's good enough to start on Friday,
yeah,
all right, let's stop protecting him and let's maybe get to that point where we are with Dylan Gabriel, where maybe we're not going to overload Shador, but certainly overload him with opportunities to make some plays.
Are you getting excited for Friday?
I was excited either way. It's okay. Football.
Yeah. I mean, I was really excited already, too.
Can I tell you one of the ways it would have pissed me off if Shador didn't start on Friday is, by the time the third quarter comes around, we all just want to chill a little bit, right? I want to take my preseason football, I'm really paying attention cap, and I just want to have it on the background. It's a Friday. I want to relax a little bit. This allows me to do that if Shador's out, you know, halfway through the third quarter. Because I'm not paying attention to a single Snoop Huntley with fourth stringers. No. Sorry to Gage LeVardane.
I'm gonna watch it all. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna try to.
Son of a gun.
So are you? Is this like a non-drinking event for you? Is this how does this look? I'm trying to figure out, like,
event can be a drinking event if you really
Friday,
gumption.
It's a Friday night, for instance. Like, are you gonna be able to? Because you might have to be sharp to be able to, you know, tweet out some of your thoughts, etc. I don't know.
That's never stopped you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You can be half in the bag and just be like, Shador look good, Shador look bad. It doesn't matter.
And some people will be like, is that the difference of when you can actually have punctuation and proper grammar? Nope. Doesn't matter whether I'm drunk or sober. Still.
It does kind of. I mean, listen, we'll react to it on Monday. And obviously, you got Earl and Spencer on Saturday. They get the first crack of it. My goodness. You wanted to, I've never wanted to be in on a Saturday show more than if Shador Sanders is awesome.
You could do the power
play.
I'm
calling in that next day. I'm calling in that night. If he looks awesome, they better clear out a solid 15 minutes for me because I'm calling in.
I think you just got to go to Keith and be like, that's my show.
If I'm not too hungover, that is. I don't know. It might be a drinking day for me. I haven't drank in a while. It might be a drinking day for me.
Is this one of those things where you're happy drinking if he looks good and you're sad drinking if he doesn't?
The cool thing about it is that you can start off with it's a choose your own adventure. Mm-hmm. But then if he looks bad, then it's a drink away my sorrows. And if it looks good, then it's a celebrations all the way around. Everyone's happy.
What makes the call drinking better for Saturday morning? Is that the happy one or is it the sad one? Are you going to be like,
I'm not calling. If it goes bad, I'll wait till Monday.
Okay.
If it goes bad, you're not going to hear from me. It just is what it is. If it goes great, and I hate to sign myself up for extra work here, so we're going to limit this in any sort of way. We might just kind of backtrack this as we keep going here. But if it goes great, I want a seat at that table on Saturday.
I think you're just guaranteed to call in on Saturday no matter what happens.
Not an hour. I wouldn't want to take away from what happens with us Monday through Friday. Can't do an hour.
See,
and get the thoughts
really
off that way.
You could have really high-roaded. You could have been like, I don't want to take away their opportunity to develop.
I'm not concerned about that. No.
216-474-0092. What do you want to see from Shador on Friday? As he is reportedly getting the start now against the Panthers. That's ones-on-ones right there. Marcus in Dayton, welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call today. I just wanted to discuss Shador getting that start on Friday against the Panthers. The one big thing as Browns fans, we got to understand the reason why he's not even getting the reps. And that the one reason is because they're trying to protect him. Secondly, he's probably not getting the playbook altogether. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to simplify the playbook. Get him out there and try to simplify it so that he can make simple plays and be able to get out there and show what he really has, his arm talent, and just be able to do that.
Marcus, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, given the lack of time he's had on the practice field compared to Dylan Gabriel, compared to Kenny Pickett, even compared to Joe Flacco, I would be a little surprised if they really took too many chances, just in terms of the variety of plays. By the way, it's a preseason. It's already tamped down. You add to it the fact that tomorrow will be his first crack at meaningful first-team reps. Yeah, there's a part of that that's going to... And by the way, I actually think that favors the player.
I do think tomorrow, by the way, is going to be... We'll have a good indication about what type of drinking I'll be able to do on Friday night, the happy or the sad drinking, on what happens tomorrow, on what happens in these Wednesday joint practices. Reports from Willie P. If Will calls up and is like, Shador looks unbelievable, I have a hard time believing on Friday he's going to stink up the joint. Conversely, if he looks miserable, I have a hard time thinking it's going to all of a sudden magically change from Wednesday to Friday in any sort of direction.
I did used to call our boy Willie P. Willie Pander. So he's going to have
we're not that audience for him. He doesn't have to pander to us in any sort of way. Unless you'd say he'd go undercover for the Panthers and be like... Shador stunk all because of this great Panthers defense. For the three people from Charlotte that are listening.
He can be bought. If you let him know how much you love Shador, maybe he'll just be Willie Pander to you.
Adman doesn't pander to me.
Oh, I disagree.
He pandered to everyone in life. He doesn't pander to me.
One of your oldest friends in radio.
I know, but he doesn't pander to me in any sort of way. We're going to get the it'll be the truth. That's what Willie P will offer up there because there's no side he has to play for in this.
He'll find one. We say with love. We love Willie P. Real quick, 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media and on TikTok. Nick-tok. What do you want to see from Shador on Friday as he starts against the Panthers? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.